With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has reignited a trade war by notifying nations about their new tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Over the course of the last week, the president sent letters to his foreign counterparts informing them about their new trade taxes. He began by announcing a 25% tax on imported goods from Japan and South Korea, two key allies. Later in the week, the president told Canada that its exports to the U.S. will be hit with 35% tariffs. The White House says the tariffs are set to take effect August 1st. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of President Trump's near assassination during a campaign stop in Butler, Pennsylvania. Is the president a changed man?
According to close observers, Mr. Trump is much the same, but they also see signs his brush with death did change him in some ways. He is on higher alert on stage, such as in Iowa earlier this month when he commented on nearby fireworks, saying, "Did I hear what I think I heard?" But there are other sensitivities. It's said he's more attentive and more grateful and speaks openly about how he believes he was saved by God to save the country and serve a second term, making him even more resolved to achieve his promised agenda. George Williams, Washington.
Russia intensifying its bombing campaign on Ukraine, launching hundreds of drones and missiles overnight in Saturday. Ukrainian officials report at least six people were killed. Wyoming's first new coal mine in 50 years is said to be operating soon, but it won't be looking for coal. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements. It says are present in profitable quantities. Rare earths are a familiar set of 17 metallic elements used in key technologies, including wind turbines and the phones you have. This is SRN News. China is targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern reports that the communist government has carried out multiple raids on the Zion Church this summer. Pastors have been arrested, parishioners questioned, and Christian literature confiscated by police. The Zion Church is a house church, and it counts 1,500 members meeting at multiple private locations. In China, it is illegal for anyone to worship God outside of the state-controlled official churches. Despite a falling birth rate in the U.S., a new APNRC poll finds most people do not want the government to focus on the problem. Instead, respondents want the government to focus on reducing child care costs and improving maternal health. The survey reveals only 12% think encouraging births should be a high priority, while 62% do not. However, the poll also reveals about 4 in 10 Americans consider the cost of fertility treatments a major problem in the country. This is SRN News. A new study finds that 19% of food and drinks in the U.S. contain synthetic food dyes.
Researchers evaluated ingredient data for packaged foods and beverages made by the top 25 U.S. food manufacturers, looking specifically at products in the top five categories most often marketed to kids: confectionery, sugar-sweetened beverages, ready meals, and breakfast cereals and baked goods. They found products in these categories were more likely to have synthetic dyes. The average sugar content of products with synthetic dyes was 141% more than those without the dyes. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Iga Swiatek has won her first Wimbledon championship with a 6-love victory yesterday over Amanda Anisimova in the final. Saturday's victory at the All England Club took just 57 minutes and gave Swiatek her sixth Grand Slam title overall. She's now 6-0 in major title matches. 24-year-old is from Poland. This is SRN News.